1 Samuel chapter 11. Then Nahash the Ammonite came up and encamped against Jabesh-Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Make a covenant with us, and we will serve you." And Nahash the Ammonite answered them, "On this condition will I make a covenant with you, that I may thrust out all your right eyes and lay it for a reproach upon all Israel." And the elders of Jabesh said to him, "Give us 7 days' respite, that we may send messengers to all the coasts of Israel, and then, if there is no man come to save us, we will come out to you." Then came the messengers to Gibeah of Shaul, and told the tidings in the ears of the people. And all the people lifted up their voices and wept, and behold, Shaul came after the herd out of the field. And Shaul said, "What ails the people that they weep?" And they told him the tidings of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of Yahweh came upon Shaul when he heard those tidings, and his anger was kindled greatly. And he took a yoke of oxen and hewed them in pieces, and sent them throughout all the coasts of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, "Whosoever comes not forth after Shaul and after Samuel, so shall it be done to his oxen." And the fear of Yahweh fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. And when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Yehuda 30,000. And they said to the messengers that came, "Thus shall you say to the men of Jabesh-Gilead tomorrow, by that time that the sun is hot, you shall have help." And the messengers came and showed it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will come out to you, and you shall do with us all that seems good to you." And it was so on the next day that Shaul put the people in three companies, and they came into the midst of the host in the morning watch and slew the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it came to pass that they which remained were scattered, so that two of them were not left together. And the people said to Samuel, "Who is he that said, 'Shall Shaul reign over us? Bring the men, that we may put them to death.'" And Shaul said, "There shall not a man be put to death this day, for today Yahweh has wrought salvation in Israel." Then said Samuel to the people, "Come, and let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there." And all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Shaul king before Yahweh in a Gilgal. And there they sacrificed sacrifices of peace offerings before Yahweh. And there Shaul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. End of chapter 11.